seventh perek, Shloisha Sha'ochlu. Shloisha Sha'ochlu ka'achas chayovim lezamen. If three people ate together, so there's a chiyuv zimun. Rashi says, lezamen, lezamen yachad, letziru, broche, beloshen rabim, kegoin nevore. It is called a birchas rabim. The Ritva says it's like a dovo shebekdusha, and we'll see later in Rashi daf mem heyam et beis, more or less the hagdore of the gather of zimun. But it's a different oifen of birchas hamozin. It's a birchas harabim. Ochal d'mai, if one of the shloisha he ate pas of d'mai, d'mai is tvua that was bought from an amoret. That even though min ha-teire one could be seimech and roiv amaratze ma'asrim heim, but the rabbonon aser d'achilas d'mai till yomafresh ma'isa. Afal pikein, the Mishnah says achidish ochal d'mai, if he ate d'mai there is a din zimun. Umaisa rishin shenitlot rumosoi. This is speaking about according to the maskonas ha-gemore that the Levi was magdim b'shibolim, he took off ma'isa. That means as follows. Theoretically, let's say if there are 100 pounds of tfue, so first one gives a 50th for tume, so there's left 98 pounds, and a 9 8/10 pounds are given to the Levi for ma'isa. What is, that is, if there was after Miruach and there was Chal already Achiv Trume, so then the Seder is, it is Tevel before there is Afrosh of Trume Gdoile and of Trume Smaise. But what is, if the Levi came to the Yisrael and it was Bishibolim, there wasn't yet Miruach, was before Gemar Meloche, and the Levi took a tenth for Maise, he took 9 pounds, he took 10 pounds, says this, and so even though the, no truma gedola was taken, afal pikein, it is not also to eat. That is the chiddush ma'aserishin. That's the maskana sagmara ma'aserishin shenotlo trumosai, that the Levi had given trumas ma'aser from his ma'aser, and even though he did not wait till Truma Gdoila was taken from the Kri, so it comes out on his Maisa there never was a Afrosh of Truma Gdoila. Maisa Sheini Vehegdish and Ivdu, the Gemara says it is speaking about that there was, even though when the Bailam is paid the Maisa Sheini and Hegdish, there's a din, one has to be Maisa for Chaimish. Afal Pikein, the Mishnah is Machadish that the Haisophis Chaimish is not Ma'akev the Chalais Pidyin. So even though the Bailam did not give a chaimish, afal pikein, the Maisa Sheini and Hegdish is podui, and therefore it is muta ba'achila. Vahashamish sha'ochal kizayis. The chiddush of Hashamish is that even though he is not kavua, he's busy serving, sha'hoilach ono va'ono, and we need, in order to be a chiyav zimun, sha'ochlu ka'achas, there has to be a kviyas among the oichlim. Afal pikein, there is a chiyav zimun. What the lomdus is, why there is a chiyav zimun, why the shamish can be mitzurif, it seems there's a machlekes harishayna. The Ritva says, afal pi she'enai kavua, sha'hoilech ono va'ono, Kamash Malon, the Kviyas Raboi Mahanilei. Since he's a Mishores for his Odoin, so he's Nigrar Bosar Achilas Adoinov. So since the Odoin is Kavua, so Kviyas Raboi Mahanilei. That is the Lomdis of the Mishnah. And the Rosh says, Mipnei Shederch Achilosoi Bekach. That means that's his Eifen Achille. So Mamela, we cannot expect more than that for him. He's not Nuchuyiv to do more. That is his oifen of Kviyas. Vashamish Ochal Kizayis, the Tzlach wants to tell us a Chiddush, that even though there is a Shtikel Reyes over here, that there is no Kviyas Gmura because he's Hoylachon of Ona, whatever the Lamda should be, and even though he only ate a Kizayis, that the whole Chiyuv Birchas Hamozin is l'chayre ad rabbonon. So l'chayre, I would perhaps think that one would need more than that, is Kamash Malon, that no, even though he's Heilach Ona Va'ona, even though he only ate a Kizayis, Afal Pikein, there's a Chiyav of, he's Mitzurif to the Shloish, and there's a Chiyav of Zima. Vahakusi, and the Mishnah holds Kusim are Geirei Emes, is Mizam Nimolo. Ochal Pevel, but what is the Halacha if one of them did not eat, it wasn't Demai, it was Pevel. The Gemara says that even it's talking about a Pevel the Rabbonon, but it's Pevel, it's also me the Rabbonon. Umaisa Rishain Shaloi Nitla Trumosoi. Here it is speaking about that the Levi went and took his Maisa after Miruach, after Gemar Meloche, so there was already Chal Achiyuv of Truma Gedoyla. So Maisa Rishain Shaloi Nitla Trumosoi, Truma Gedoyla wasn't taken. Umaisa Shaini Vehegdish Shaloi Nivdu. And here it is speaking about that Shaloi Nivdu kill Chosom. Maisa Sheini, one has to be paid there, be Mechalo, the Tushas Maisa Sheini, and a Madbeya. And here it's speaking about he was Mechalo, the Maisa Sheini, and an Asimoin, a Madbeya Shein by Tzure. Or Hegdish, he was Mechalo, or paid the Hegdish, or Gabi Karke. So, in these cases, the Pidyain does not help. So, in all these cases, Tevel, Maisa Rishin, Shloin Notro Tumas, and Maisa Sheini, Hegdish, Shloin Niftu, there's an achilas issa. So here there's a din, there's no din zimut. Now, pshat in this halacha, there's a machlokes harishayim. The Ravid in Perek Aleph, halacha yates van hilchas brachis, holds that this mishneh was said legabi hilchas zimut. So it seems an achilas issa is only a chesorin in Hilchas Zimun, that it is not called, it is not considered a kvius. That's not called a kvius of achilef, of someone is eating something that he's not permitted to eat, so it is not called a kvius. The Rashba brings down the Ravid, and he says as follows. If one person ate an achilas Yisrael, ein mizamnin al misha ochal dvorim ha'asurim, because he's not a person that one should become mischaber to eat together with. He's eating macholas asuris. So therefore, so it is missing in the chibur, it is missing in the kviyus. What if you have all three are eating dvorim asurim? And kva v'chibur ledvorim asurim. This is not called a kviyus, that the yidin should don't zakha wegsetzen, essen macholis asuris, it's not, it's a mikra, it's not called a kviyas. So therefore the Ravid says, so the Mishnah only said, this Mishnah which is speaking about Hilchas Zimun, is telling us that if a person eats pas asura, which we're speaking of a pas, that even though it's only yosemi darabonon, the tevel darabonon, about al kalponim, there is not chal achiv zimin from achila asura. But let us speak about. So there's no din zimun. That's all what the Mishnah said. But we're clearing a shaila. If this person who ate tevel, is he mechuyev to bench? Is he not mechuyev to bench? Is he mechuyev to make a moitzi? So the Ravid says he's zichem mechuyev in broches. I mean, one avera, he was nenem yoyelam azebeloi broches. He's mechuyev, that what he did in Aveira, he did in Aveira. But that alone is not a sibbe to pater him from broches. So he's mechuyev bebroches, no, it's only a din in zimum. There's missing the kviyas that is necessary in order that there should be a chiyuv of zimum. That's how the Ravid learns pshat in the Mishnah, and that's the pashtus of the Mishnah. The Rambam does not bring down this halach in Hilchas Zimun. The Rambam brings down this halacha that if a person ate macholas asureis, there's no chiyuv broche, there's no broche rishayin, and there's no broche achrayin. That is how the Rambam learned pshat in the Mishnah. So we have here machlokes rishayinim, and as we'll be learning Rashi and Taisvis, we'll see how Rashi and Taisvis learn. Vahanochi ein mezamnim olav. Nochi, the Gemara says, it's speaking about atmol v'loy tovav. that there was Eschalas Hayadus already, he started becoming Yiddish, but since it wasn't Nigmar the Geiris, so he still is a loch of a goy, that ain't Mizam Nimolo. Noshim Vavodim Uktanim ain't Mizam Nimalei. Ad Kamo Mizamnim, Ad Kizayis, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Kebeya. We'll see exactly what the end of this Mishnah is Moise. Rashi, Shenitlo Trumosoi, the most convenient way would be to be Moichik the word Kesal Kedaitach, that's what it's Lachtit. Shenitlo Trumosoi, Trumas Maise, Shaloi Shal Al Halevi Lahafrish, that this Trumas Maise was taken. Maise Sheini Shenivde, Lahatiroi Ba'achila Chutzel Rishalayim, now it's Mutatit Chutzel Rishalayim. And with the money he buys food that has kedushas ma'isashen and eats in Yerushalayim. Vashamish sheshimsham besude. Ba'ochal imohem kizayis kedei lehitzaref imohem. He ate a kizayis kedei to mitzuref in order to shvichal lachiyiv zimun. Ba'chol hani lechere, ba'chol hani does not mean the tzir of zayis and kusi. The Bechol Hani means the other ones, the Tzir of Dmai, Maisa Rishin, Maisa Sheini Vehegdish. Bechol Hani, Itzach Lashminon, Aval Gav, the Domuli Yisr, even though there is a Tzad Yisr over here, Enkan Broche Ba'aveire, Kidem Meforesh Va'ozl Bigmore. There's no Broche Ba'aveire. Because if Mishnah wants to be Medayik, from this Rashi, that Rashi holds like the Rambam, that according to Rashi, the Chesoron is that one does not make a broche b'aveira. Not according to the Raivet, the Chesoron is in Zimun, not in broche. You make broches, even though there was an Achilas Yisrael. He's medayik from this Rashi, that Rashi means, that Rashi learned like the Rambam, that there's no chiyuv broche at all if there's an Achilas Aveira. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that all these Achilas of Dmai Maiserishin is not an Achilas Aveira. At kamo mazminim, kamo yoichal imohem, b'yischayev imohem b'zimun, v'navkemino loy tziyom yidei chayvoson, im yitnu loy kois levorech. So Rashi learns that the end of the Mishnah is speaking about that how much does one have to eat in order to be the mezamen? The Rishash and other Achronim want to say that the emerson is like this. The end of the Mishnah is not only a machloikis in Hilchis Zimun, the end of the Mishnah is a machloikis in Hilchis Birchis Hamozin also. We had before that chofa mitbeis vehem echmiru at atmam at kezayis at kebeis. That means there is a machloikis between Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. The machloikis Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda, what the shir achila is in order to be chayiv in birchas hamozeh. Rab Meir holds a kezayis and Rab Yehuda holds a kebeis. So the etzim the. That's one machloikis. Now the Mishnah entered this machloikis, and we said how much does one have to eat in order to be the mazmin, in order to be maitzi the olam. So in order to be maitzi the olam, he zicha has to be mechuyev and birchas hamozayin. So at kamo mazminim, how much does he have to eat in order to be able to be maitzi the olam? So he has to eat a shio of chiyuv birchas hamozayin. Because the mezamin was maitzi the oilam with birchas hamozayin. So how much does he have to eat in order to be the mezamin? So that's a machloikis, Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. Before we had v'ashamish she'ochal kezayis, so the Rishash wants to say that Rashi learned that this is speaking about the din tziru. Here we're speaking about Rashi said, ashamish ochal kezayis, we are not speaking about that the shamish is benching. It is very interesting. The lashon of the Mishnah is mizamnim olov. And here it says mizamnim. So mizamnim olov means we could use him for the zimun. So the Rishash wants to say that Rashi learned the Reisha is a double muskim afil according to Rabbi Yehuda. The tzir, the shear of tziruf lizimun to create an achila of sholosh, that you could say nevorech she'achalnu, is sufficient even though he ate a kezayis, afil according to Rabbi Yehuda. So v'ashamish ochel kezayis mizamnim olof. The Seif is speaking about that he's the mizamein, he's the one that's mighty with birchas amozin. So already on him there has to be chal achiyuv of birchas amozin. In order to be chal achiyuv of birchas amozin, then we're going into a machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir. That's how the Rishash is pshat and Rashi. But Agav Uche, the Rashbat says on this Mishnah, that he says that what the Mishnah says. So according to the Rishash, there are two halachas. There's a locha of tziruf lizimun, with that everyone knows the kezayis is sufficient. And to be the mizamin, then you have to eat a shir that yimachuyi v'birchas amozein, and then there's a machloik, so be the rameya. The Rashbat says there's no two dinim, and that what the Mishnah said, v'asham eshochel kezayis, that's according to rameya. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there'll be the shir of kebeya. And the Rashbat brings a raya, which the Rishash himself asks the kashin, blibes by her orev. The Gemara asks, Vashamish ochel kizayis, the Gemara later asks the Kasha Pshita, what's the Chiddush that Hashamish that ate a kizayis? Not that the Chiddush is because Hashamish is not Kavua, that's the teretz of the Gemara. But, so the Rashbats ask, if in the Din Tziruf, there's a Chiddush over here, so he's telling you a Chiddush. Perhaps it's not too gefährlich, the Gemara's Kasha is both, so why do you have to make him a Hashamish? If the whole Chiddush is only the Din Tziruf, so let him say, Misha Ochal Kizayis. Why do you say Hashamish? Why says there's a Chiddush in Hashamish also? Could be that the Gemara's Kash is on the profession. His profession can make him, that he can't be Roy the Litzar of Lezimun. So it could be the Gemara's Kash is on the Reish, not on the Kizayis. But Al Koponim, that is the Machloikis, if the Din Tziruf has different halachas, or it's telling the Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya. Now let us, the Mishnah that Nuna Med Aleph, L'chayre is repetitious. The Mishnah that Nuna Med Aleph says as follows. Gimu she'ochlu ka'achas, einam rashoim licholek. That the three ate together, they're not permitted to divide. They have to bench bezimun. That's what it says. Einam rashoim lecholik. Our Mishnah says shloisha she'ochlu ka'achas chayovim lezame. So lochera there's a pesachini haloshin. By us it says chayovim lezame, and there it's a loshin shlili. Einam rashoim lecholik. They're not permitted to divide. So b'Yerushalmi porich. The Yerushalmi asks this kasha. And the Mishnah Daf Nun it says they're not permitted to divide up. That's Yishalmi's kash. So lechayre, so Tosis wants to say, v'ata lechayre ein ze kashe. Lechayre, it's no kash. It's the same thing. They're not allowed to divide because it's a chiyuv zimun. V'chein lekamon, and Tosis brings a raya, porich the gemara lady as tanina chod zimne. She'ein rashoim lechalik, hainim mishum, dechayovim lezamen. The Gemara Daf Nun Bavli asks the kasha that the Mishnah is repetitious, not it's stiridik. So, fakert, because it's telling me the same halacha, they're not allowed to divide because there's a chiyuv zimen. That's Bavli. But I want to say the Yerushalmi did not learn like that. The kasha is as follows. That there's a tremendous difference between chayovim lezamin and ein rashoi lechalik. Dochi porach. Ho cha'at amrit the ein rashoim lechalik. What does that mean? The mashma, that means as follows. Im gomru achiloson yacha. They ended together. Now there's a shaila. How should the birchas amozin be? Should the birchas amozin be bezimun? Should they bench together? Or should they bench separately? So the Mishnah says, no, they should bench together. Einam rashoim lechalik. Now they're not allowed to divide up. Well, they're all benching together. But it would seem from there, Avol ha'echod rashoi ligmer sudosoi ulevorech kaidem chaveirei. But what if one ended before the other? So that's not considered he's the mechalik, and the others are not up to benching. And he finished eating, so he wants to bench now. So if it only say the Mishnah Vaita and Afnun, the halacha would be that if one ended before the others, he's not mechalik, they're not up to benching yet. He would be permitted to bench. Yeah, the chayovim lezamein, but the lashon of our Mishnah says chayovim lezamein, mashmid the chayvas zimun aleihem. There's a chiyuv zimun. You're not allowed to bench now. Ve'inam rashoim ligmer sudosim zeh b'loy zeh. You're mechuyev to see that there should be a zimun. So that is the Yerushalmi's kash. The Mishnah and Daf Nun seems to hold that the whole iser is if they ended together, so then they should bench together. They should not divide up the bichas hamozim. But if one ended early, he'd be permitted to bench. And our Mishnah Vayisayis is a chiyiv to make sure there'll be a chiyiv zim. Mishani Shmuel kam b'tchile kam b'tchile. So Shmuel says that's fakir true. They are two different halachas. One Mishnah is speaking about b'tchile kam b'tchile. Eizehu b'tchile veizehu b'tchile. Let's explain a little bit. That our Mishnah on Daf Memhei is speaking about Bitchile, that there was a Tziruf Bitchile Sasude, then the halacha is that the Hayom Lezame. And the Mishnah further speaking about that there was only a Tziruf B'Saif Asude, so then the halacha is Ein Rashoim L'Chalak. That is Shmuel's Peretz. Now the Yerushalmi asks, Eizehu Bitchile Veizehu B'Saif. When is it called, when is it considered there was a tziruf betchile, or when is it considered the tziruf was only besoif? Pligi bo trei amiroi. Chad omar, nosnu datom lechol. They decided to eat together. Before they sat down to eat, nosnu datom lechol. They decided they're going to eat together. Zer betchile. That's called a tziruf betchile. And such a achile, the chayavim lezamein, you can't raise the chayis from that. You ended eating before, so occupy yourself, but you can't go away. There's a chayiv zimun. Achlu kizayis. But what happens if one had already eaten, or two had already eaten a kizayis, and then the third one popped up and they started eating together? Zel besoit. That's called there was a tziruf besoit. So in this achile, it matters. If they end together, then it's a dinei reshoim lechalek. But if they don't end together, one ended before, so he's permitted to bench since there was no tziruf betchile. V'chad oma ochloi kizayis, even though the first kizayis was not eaten together, but later they ate together, after the first kizayis, zeu betchile. He holds that's also considered betchila if Reiv of the Suda was together. This a grais in the Staisvis. Gomru achila some. But what happens if Reiv achila was not together? Only the Gemar achila was together. Zeu besoit. And there the halach is only if they ended together. Ein rashoim lechalik. They didn't end together either. And they didn't end together either, so then the one who ends first is permitted to bench. Yeah, Rabbi Lezer, yeah, there's no chiyuv zimun at all. Rabbi Lezer, this is the going gears of Rabbi Alfas, Rabbi Lezer, Tevis Tarachi Shanika, the first man, the Yoma, is correct. Bachi Perusha, Nos to datum lechel kloima. Shishilu mitchila lechel biyachat. They started eating together. Zeh b'tchilu. Ozva dechayi v'zimun aleihem. Ochlu kizayis. Zeh b'soif kloima. Im ha'echad ischul koizem chaveir. B'kizayis. He ate already a kizayis before the other one came. Ozva dechayi. Im gomru sudosam yachat. Chayom l'zamein. Avol shoyim ligmer. Zeh b'loi zeh l'voich. If they, but one is permitted to end before the other. Ochal tevel. Ein mizamnim olo. If one of them ate tevel, so he is not mitzurif in the zimun. Teima, the oma be'erchin, Hakel mitstarfen lezimun. The Mishnah Nelchen says that all types of Yidden are mitzuref lezimun. Kahanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, they're all mitzuref lezimun. Uporech, so the Gemara asks, Pshite, what's the Chiddush? Vashteitzach, why can't you be mitzaref these three sugim? Umishani loitzricha av al gav the koyin oichel tumet. Yisrael chulin, that even though they are not eating a common food, that means that what the pasta the kohen is eating, the Yisrael is not permitted to eat. Is afal pikein, so I would think there is no tziruf in the achila, because the Yisrael is not permitted to eat the pasta of the kohen. Afal pikein, there is a din tziruf. And what creates the tziruf? Because even though the Yisrael cannot eat the pas of the kohen, but the kohen can eat the pas of the Yisrael. Alme, afal gav de trume asur le Yisrael. Achrei she kohen yochel le tzarev in Yisrael lechel bechulin. But since the kohen can eat what the Yisrael is eating, so in order to make a tziruf, it is not necessary that each one can eat what the other is eating. Now, al kaponim, there should be al kaponim one pas that all can theoretically eat from that. So that is sufficient to create a zimun. V'hochenami, so Tosfos asks, Nehei dechad minayu, ochal tevel, the ein roi lachayrim, ein ochanami. That what he ate. Nehei dechad minai ochal tevel, the ein roi lachayrim. That even though one ate tevel, so the others cannot become mitzurif to his achile. Amai einon mizamnim. Abal koponim, what they are eating, he could eat. So he should be mitzurif to them, because lemaise, he could eat what they are eating. Aces Taisus and Dekasha had learned that the halach is in order there should be a tziruf, that each one has to have a machel that everyone can eat. That creates a tziruf. So Taisus says that's not true. Then the Gemara and Elchin, you see, as long as there's one machel that everyone can eat, there's a tziruf already. The Yesh Loima, the Achilas Tevel, Lav Shmo Achilas. So the Marashah learns Pshat and Taisvis, that Taisvis means, Lech Mishnah also seems to learn like that Pshat and Taisvis, that Taisvis means it's not an Achille, and Taisvis holds like the Raivit, that it's not an Achille for Tziruf. That means, Al Koponim, in order there should be, you need some sort of a Kviyu. So Achille's Tevel, Lav Shmo Achille, the Loichazi Af Lekoyin. Avot trume lechalapoches ruuye lekayin ha'eichla. Trume is ruuye for the yoichel. So memele, it's called some sort of a tziruf. That means he's eating together with them, even though they can't eat from his machel abol kaponim. His achila is an achila that can become a tziruf to them. Masha ein kain achila stevel lav shmo achila d'leichazi af lekayin. The lashon of Taisvis is very unclear. Taisvis says because Tevel isn't roi lekayim. Based on Chayis, if Tevel would be roi lekayim, it would become a tzuruf, even though a Yisrael is eating the Tevel. First of all, in Svar it's difficult to understand. We'll see later the sugya by Dmai. The Gemara says the whole reason by Dmai is mitzuruf. Iboy mafke nichse v'avaoni v'chazi le'vaisis. It has to be chazi to the yoichel alone. So these four words that Taisa says Lechazi af Lekoyim is very unclear. Abal Koponim, that is what Taisa is saying. That Taisa is saying that it is that even though they don't have to be able to eat what he is eating, but in order to have a shame achila to be mitzuru for them, you have to eat a machal muteres, not a machal asure. The next line we can skip. The marshal was meichigit. Mikano yoyma Rabbeinu Yehuda. Now, Mikan is going back on the Gemara and Elchin. But Al Koponim, in the Gemara and Elchin, you see that it is sufficient that they all could eat from a common pas. The Shloishu Shel Ochlu, ve'echot ha'yemudar hano min ha'shnayim, that one was not permitted to have hano from both of them. They were permitted to have hano from him. Hu'eichel mishaloi, yochel etzarif imoim lezimot. Then heidein roi lechol imoim, heim ruyim lechol imoim. So my mail there'll be a din tziro. The chayle inyan hanizor mitashal nochi. If a person is nizor from some paspalta, and one of them is eating paspalta and someone is not, al kaponim, since they all can eat from his pas, so there could be a tziro. Avolim shloshton mudorim hanozem mizeh. But if you have all three amudar hanozem mizeh, aim it stalfim. Then there's no tziruf whatsoever. Af al pishi yecholim lishoil al nidrom, ay lechayre they could be oiker the neder, but hashtem yilo yitchilu they weren't shoil on the neder. That what they could be shoil on the neder, that is not sufficient to create a tziruf. Even though the Gemara says by demai. That the Gemara says by Dmai boy mafkir nichse v'havalei oni v'chozilei. The Gemara says that Achila's Dmai is called an Achila l'tziruf because if he wanted to, it could be mafkir his nechosim. That means even though Ba'asher Hushom is not an oni, but the potential to be mafkir the nechosim is enough to make it an Achila that's mitzurif for the other two. So why don't you say the same thing over here also? They could be shayil. So the Divrei Chamudus asks the Kasha. The Divrei Chamudus wants to say, Hefki, you don't need Shloisha. Here you need Shloisha to be Shail on another. You need to, one cannot do it himself. So it's not considered it's biyodoi to be oiker the nether. So therefore, here it is considered there's no tziruf, and by Hefker, by Dmai, that alone that it's biyodoi lahavkir is sufficient. Zok the Gemara. Mino hani mili. The Mishnah is telling us that there's a halacha of zimun. Where do we see a makor that is a din zimun of bichas hazim? Omar avasi di omar kro gadlu l'ashem iti unereimemo shemo yachto. You see, there are at least three people involved, and one is telling to two gadlu l'ashem iti unereimemo shemo yachto. Rabbi Yibo omar mehocha kishem Hashem ekro. Also one is speaking to two. Omar Rav Chonon Barabo, minayin lo'ayne omein, shelo yagbiya koilo yoysa min ha-mevoret. Another halacha. That the oyne omein should not speak louder than the mevoret. Shenemar gadlu la'ashem iti, which you learn now from this posik, taniyas omein. From the Reimer Shmo Yachtov, so from the word iti or yachtov, we learn that the koilo is should be similar. One should not be louder than the other. Omar Rab Shimon ben Pozi, minayin she'ena metalgen rashoi lagbiya koilo yoyser min ha'koire. His man, Chazal, b'shas kriyas ha'teire, there used to be a bal koire, and there used to be a metalgen that was metalgen for the oilom, the translation of the psukim. So how do you know that the metalgen is not allowed to speak louder than the koire? Shenemar Moshe yedaber volakim yanenu bekoil, she'ein talmud loyme bekoil, ma talmud loyme bekoil. The word bekoil is extra. Bekoiloi shel Moshe. What is the raya from this pasuk? Let us see Taisus. Bekoiloi shel Moshe. Vim tayma heichi maisi raya mi Moshe. But tzorich lasuye. We're just saying that the metalgim should not speak louder than the Kairei. So here, by Matan Teire, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Metalgen, and the Kairei was the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's Heichi Maisi Raya Mi Moshe, but Tzorch Lesuyei, the Raya has to be, the Moshe Hoya Metalgen, Loi Hoya Meirim Kairei, Kailo Yaisem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did not speak louder than the Rabbeinu Shalom, Shehoya Kairei. Who may be, and he's bringing up Bosik, Shakadish Boch, who are your Koire, or Moshe, who are your Metalgem, and he's bringing a Rai that the Rabbi Shalom said the same, the Koilo Yishel Moshe. Al Koponim, what is the Rai from this Bosik?
Upirish Rabalves, the Koilei Shal Moshe means as follows. Mistame Moshe Bechol Koichei Hayoid. Kedei Lashmiya Koilei Lechol Ha'om.
There was a tremendous Hamoinam by Matan Torah. He wanted everyone to hear. So Moshe Rabbeinu spoke Bechol Koichei.
Aber Kodesh Bochu Lei Hayet Tarich Lahorim Koilei.
So the volume of the Kail of the Rabbeinu Shlomo was not necessary to be as loud as the Kail of Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Rabbeinu Shlomo was only speaking privately to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Klal Yisrael. That is Pshat and Pasuk. The Rabbeinu Shlomo spoke to Moshe as loud as Moshe spoke to Klal Yisrael.
Kidei shelo yei koilei shel Moshe metalgim gam yaisa mikoilei shel Kodesh Baruch Hu shehoya koilei.
So from here we see that the koil of the metalgim should not be louder than the koil of the koilei.
Tanya nami hochi, we learned in a baraisa also, eina metalgim rashoi lagvia koilei yaisa mina koilei. Vimi evsher le metalgim lagvia koilei kenegeda koilei.
If the koilei has a louder voice than the metalgim, and we have a problem that one should not be louder than the other,
yemayach hakoilei koilei v'yikro.
So then the koilei has to make sure to speak a little lower, that the koilei should be similar.
Rashi, gadlu l'ashem iti, arei shloisha.
So there are three involved. V'chein akro, Havu Gaidol Ayochid Oimer Lishnai. Zokti Gemara Vayka. Itma. Shnayim Sheochlu Ka'achas. Shnayim Sheochlu Ka'achas. There were two people that ate together. There wasn't three. Pligi Rav Rav Yechanan. So Yivam Achleikis Rav Rav Yechanan Legabi Zimun. Chad Omar Imrotu Lizamein Mizamnin.
If two want to be mizamen, they could be mizamen.
V'chadomar imrotzu lezamen, ein mizamen. There's no zimun by two. So the Gemara asks from our Mishnah, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, shloishe she'ochlu ka'achas chayovim lezamen. The Mishnah says that the chiyuv zimun is only by three.
Shloishe in shnayim loi, but by two there's no chiyuv zimun.
So how can he say him rotzul lezamen mezamnen? So the Gemara answers, no. Ha'asam chayiv. The Mishnah is speaking about the chiyuv of zimun. The chiyuv of zimun exists only by three.
Ha'acharishu.
But here we're speaking about im rotzul lezamen. Is there such a chevtza of zimun by two? So here one man the Yomar says there is an inyan of zimun by two, even though there's no chiyuv of zimun.
Toshma,
we learned in Abaraise, Shloisha Sheochlu Ka'achas, Chayovin Lizamein, Ve'ein Rashoin Lechalek, Zachi of Zimun, and Ve'ein Rashoin Lechalek, and they're not allowed to separate. Shloisha Ein, Shnayim Loi, that means the Mechuyev to remain Shloisha,
they're not allowed to be, they're not allowed to separate, and they should be shnayim.
So we see that there's no din zimun by shnayim.
So lechayre, if there'd be a din zimun by shnayim, so what's a reshoim lechalik? So there'll be a zimun of shnayim.
So the Gemara says, shayni hosom, the kavulu b'chayve meiko.
Over there, since they ate together, so the chal already achi of zimun.
So if they're going to be mechalik, so even though there still could be a heft of zimun, to that shnayim will be mizamnin, but they were mafkiya the chiyuv before they were mechuyev the zimun, and the chiluk will bring out a zimun shal reshus, not a zimun shal chayva. So therefore, they are not permitted to divide. Let us see Rashi.
Einom rashoim lechalek ulevorech kol echod la'atzmoi.
The mafkulu l'teira zimun. He said, not allowed, they're not allowed to separate because they'll be mafkia din zimun.
Shloisha ein shnayim loy.
Hochi pirush. Midik toni ein rashoim lechalek.
Shema mino, from here we see the shloisha mizamnim, that the whole inyan of Zimun, the whole musig of Zimun, exists only by three. Shnaim ein mizamnim, but there's no inyan of Zimun by two. Vafilu rotu, afilu they wanted to, there's also no inyan. The amrit shnaim namiim rotu mizamnim, if you'll say that there's an inyan of Zimun by two, amayin ha'echod rashoi lachalik leizulhu, why is he not allowed to leave them? Let him go away. And the tzlach is moisiv. Let him go away to a different chabura. And he won't leave them without zimun. V'loi mafkas bircha zimun b'hochi. And there won't be afkav bircha zimun. V'yizamnu hashnayim. So what is the problem? So the Gemara answers, shani hosam dehukvu v'choiva mi'ikore. So the Gemara answers, since b'shas they ate, there was an achil of shloif, so it's chal already a choiv asimah. The ozol who, so if one goes away, mafkulu choiv it. So then, there's no choiv of zimun anymore. V'kamulu bereshus. And what's wrong with that? The godol ha-mitzuvah v'oise, mimisha ain ha-mitzuvah v'oise. So that means, before I was mechuyev, I was mechuyev in there was a chiyev zimun, so now to make it a zimun shel reshus, that's called a hafkor. It's a different type of a mitzvin gamzin. So therefore, he's not allowed in reshoim l'chalik. Let us see Tais. Im rotzu l'zamein ein mizamne. Peirish Rashi, this Rashi in Yesod will have an omed base. But according to this man, the omer holds that you can, there's no din zimun, and what is the din? Each one is mevorech la'atzmoy. Peirish Rashi, so Rashi number Bey says, v'chein le'inyin ha'moitzi, not only by zimun, not only by birchas ha'mozen does the halacha apply. If there's no din zimun, each one has to bench, but by broche rishayin, there's also the same din. V'chein le'inyin ha'moitzi, v'shar broche. Ein ha echod mevorech lohitzi chaveiroi. That if there's wherever there's no din zimun, so the din is each one has to make his own broch. Lagabi hodam rabaye nektinon. Rabaye says later nektinon shnayim sheochlu kaachas mitzvah lecholek lavorech kol echod laatzmoi. So the din is that each one is mechuyev to bench. So Rashi says. Bein birchas ha-moitzi, bein birchas ha-mozim, roshn rashi l'kamon. Hastis, whenever there's no din zimun, so the halach is that each one has to make their own broch. V'loi nehir, so Hastis says, so that's the gemal b'kechidish, v'la'el periketzad mevorchim, v'uvde de bar kapore, nosen bar kapore l'shus, l'echod l'vorech. There the ma'isa was, one was moitzi the other one. It seems from Taisa al-Bakapora was not eating together. Ushnayim avohosam, there was the mevorach and the malagle. So al-kaponim, so one was moitzi the other with a brocha rishayne. V'oi dihavu shloisha hosam, I fully say there were three there, that means Bakapori was moitzi Bakapora also. But loihoyu sham el-aperis, it was only Achilles Peris, there's no one yin of Zimun over there. Va'afal piken, it seems that one can make a brocha from the other. Ve'cheinami amrina lekamon, da'al ha'moyer, echad mevoyech lekulon. So we see that even though there's no din zimun, there's a din that one can be made to the other with a brocha. So why is it taka that by birchas ha'mozin mitzvah lecholek, so there won't be a din zimun. There won't be a din zimun. So you won't say nevoyech. But why is there a mitzvah lecholek that each one should bench, and one can be made to the other? Okay, nearly, so Taisu says there's a chiluk between the brocha rishayne and the brocha achayne, bichas amot. The brocha rishayne meitziyim zeh zeh shnayim lekul alme. There lechatchila one is permitted to be meitzi the other one. Vatam hoil v'yoyishvim lechol yachad, if they're sitting together, daiton letzare v'echad mevoich loitzi chaveire. So they become a unit and one can be meitzi the other one. Aval bebroche shal saif sude shemistalkin zemizeh. Zaker, they're holding by being misalik zemizeh. They're dividing one from the other. So if it's a din zimun, that's one din. So zimun is a birchas hamozin rab. But without a din zimun, no matter one should be moitzi the other, tzerech levoch kol echad la'atzmoy. Then there's halacha mitzvah lechalek, and one should not be moitzi the other if there's no din zimun. Yesh mitarzim another chilek. Yesh chilek bein birchas ha-moitzi d'lehavi ki'im d'rabonam. Okay, moitzi in zeh zeh. Aber birchas ha-mozun shim id'araise. L'shom hechmiru. There they were machma. That's why, that if there's no din zimun, each one should make the yom bron. Shloisha she'ochlu ke'echot, ein rashoim l'chalek. The Gemara wants to bring a raya. The Mishnah says that if three ate together, ain't so the chayra by Baal Yosef to Mizam. So the kash is from the sefer. You know, the problem is, if the kash is from the sefer, so why did the Gemara bring the reish? So Taisha says, Riyagav netimtze bahar be mekayim. A lot of times, the kash is from the sefer. The Gemara brings down the beginning. It doesn't erase the kash. The kash back is built on the sefer. That's what Taisus wanted to say. V'teime in kena le'makshim in ha-seifa behedye. So the Goyin explains that the kasha is as follows. I mean, sometimes the kasha depends on what it says in the seifa also, but the reish is a haschol of the kasha. But you need the reish in the seifa to ask the kasha. So then the Gemara brings the reish, but the kasha is from the reish and further. So it's not kasha why the Makshin did not bring the whole Mishnah. But if the kasha only originates from the Sefer, so then you don't bring a reisha. That's the theme. And kena mailei Makshin in a Sefer bedya. Mustafa read in Turkish. From the reisha, there's no raya whatsoever. The whole raya is from the Sefer. Okay. Perish Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Vadi Poch Mireisha. The kasha is from the reisha. Hochi kama, the lack of lamein with the mishum hayochid kama, that the reason ain rashoim lechalik is because the yochid will remain without zimun, dim kain havle lameima ain hayochid rashoim lechalik. So it should say the iser is on the yochid because he's the only one that's losing out. Inami ain echad mem rashoim lechalik. Amidotoni ain rashoim lechalik, vices on the two alone that want to be mechalik. There's a chesaron. Mashma mikula pokazim on the nistalik echad mehem. That's why it says a loshen rab. Toshema, hashamish shohoyo mishamish al hashnai. The shamish was mishamish for two people. Harei ze oichali moem. So the halacha is, even though they did not offer him to eat from what they're eating, he's permitted to eat. Av opi shloi nosu loi rishu. Why? Because there's a lomdus, because the zichen niche that he should eat, because they'll be able, he'll eat together with them, so they'll be able to have a zimun. So it is not necessary to ask permission. The permission is understood. Hoya mishamish ala shloisha. But what if there were three people eating? So then there's nothing understood. Hareza einem oichel imon. Then he's not allowed to take for himself, to take some part. Elim kein nos nulei rishut. So what's the difference between Shnayim and Shloisha? Because Shnayim, they need him to create a Zimun. So the Mele, so the Rishus is understood. But if you say that Shnayim Yechaylim Lezamein, say they don't need him for Zimun. They can make a Zimun without him. So the Mele, why doesn't he have to ask Rishus? So the Gemara asks, Shani Hosam, the Nechalu, the Mikvulu, Bechayim. That's Vakel, that's also understood. That's an ansadi, that they mask him, that he should eat together with them in order that they should be able to create a zimun of chayve, because God the lametzuba me ve'aisem he ain't a metzuba vayis. Let us see Rashi. Oichel imohem ein kan gaive the neichaluhu the ma'iselu l'day zimun, because he'll bring about a chayve zimun. Vishnayim mizamnin amay neichaluhu beladi deinami yiboy mizamnin. So the Gemara answers, the Nechlo, the Mikvul, Bechayve, the Godel, HaMitzuve, Va'aisa. That because of him, there'll be Chayve, and it's Godel, HaMitzuve, Va'aisa. Toshma, Noshim, Mizamnois, La'atzmon, Vavodim, Mizamnim, La'atzmon, Noshim, HaMizamnois, La'atzmon, Vavodim, Mizamnis, La'atzmon, Noshim, Vavodim, Ktanim, Im rotzel zamen, ein zamen. If they're mizamen separately, that's permissible. But im rotzul lezamen, if they want to be mizamen, noshim avodim ektanim, that's not a combination, ein mizamen. Rek the Gemara. Okay, the gills of the goyin is, v'honoshim afilu meye, kitrei gavri damye. That noshim, so Rashi says pshat in the kasha as follows. So to see, afilu meye kitrei damye, we'll come back to the previous Rashi, le'inyin chayve, the ein chayoveis lezame, the zicher no chiyev of zimun by noshim. How the Gemara knew this is a problem. But al kaponim, it seems the Gemara knew that the zicher no chiyev of zimun by noshim. Ve'im rotzu mizamne. Va'af al pi kein, they could be mizamne. Who are din l'shnayim? That's the Gemara's kash. The Gemara has the kash. The Mishnah says the chiyuv zimun is by three. By two, there is no chiyuv zimun. There's no chiyuv zimun by two. So with klang ha'shayil, even though there's no chiyuv, can one make a zimun? So the mele, so that was the machloike. By noshim, afilu yevmei and noshim, there's also no chiyuv zimun. Somehow the Gemara knew that there's no chiyuv zimun by noshim. Ba'afal pikein, it says you can make zimun. So we see that the inyan of zimun is not dependent on chiyuv. Even though there's no chiyuv, you can create a zimun. So memele, so just like noshim can create a zimun, even though there's no chiyuv zimun, huadin shnayim can also create a zimun, even though there's no chiyuv zimun. So the Gemara answers, no, there's a big chilik. Shiny hosom, the ikad deyos. The Gemara says as follows, that in order for that there should be zimun, we need at least three people. The chesaron of two is not that there's no chiyuv by two. The chesaron of two is there's no chetz of zimun. You need three people in order to create a chetz of zimun. Without three people, it's not shayich zimun. So memela noshim, even though there's no chiyuv of zimun on them, but the tzur of zimun passed. If there's more than, if there's three people or more, so it's the past of tzur of zimun. So memela noshim is amnes la'atzma. Masha enkein by shnayim, the man yomer that holds aim is only goes because there's no chetz of zimun. Without three people, there's no inyan of zimun in Gan. Therefore, aim is only. He hochi aim or seife noshim va'avodim im rotzu lezamein aim is only. Amai loy v'ikadei. So the Gemara says, oi bazoi, let us see the Sefer. The Sefer says that Noshim Bavodim Imrotzu Lezame Eim Ezamnim Amai Loi. So the Yochi is a sore thumb. And Taisvus asks the Kasha. Taisvus says, this is Tamazaya problem. The Reisha says, Noshim Ezamneis La'atzmon. And but Noshim Bavodim Ketanim Imrotzu Lezame Eim Ezamnim. So Tamazaya, you have to know Pshat in the Mishnah. Why is Ezamneis La'atzmon not with Avodim? That's Tamazaya problem. What is the Yochi? So Taisa says, you're not going to see Yochi, because it doesn't make sense. The Yochi, Eima Seifa, Noshim Avodim Rotzul Lezamen, Eima Zamen, Eima Eloi, Ve'ika Deyek. So the Gemara answers, Shani Hosom, Mishum Britzusa. There, the reason that they can't be Mizamen is because of Britzus. There's, the Gram Horovitz wants to say, Pshat, we'll see in Taisa soon, but the Gram Horovitz wants to say, the Gemara in the Shitas HaRosh, and this Gemara is as follows. The Gemara in the Havamina held that Noshim is a Rishut. That was the Havamina of the Gemara. But when the Gemara said, Shani Hosam the Ikadeit, so the Gemara was Machadish, that by Zimun, what one needs is only Deit. And by Noshim, three Noshim, you have a lot of Deit. You have Hotar Deit, Shaydol. So al kaponim, so the Gemara's machadish is the chiyuv zimun. That was the chiddush of the Gemara. The Gemara's machadish, the Gemara b'havim in the hell, that by noshim b'chal there's no chiyuv zimun, for whatever the reason should be. When the Gemara answered, shani noshim dikedei, so the Gemara was machadish, there's a chiyuv zimun by noshim, there's a chiyuv zimun. So now, if that's shan the teret, ihochi yeim o'seife, so watch out, noshim v'avodim im rotzel azamein eim ezamein, but there's a chiyuv zimun. Till now I learned pshat that Noshim Rashoy, Noshim Mizamna Islatma means if they want to, they could be Mizamna. I learned there was no Chiyiv Zimun by Noshim. No Chiyiv Zimun? No, they want to make it tasty. But if it's together with Avodim, there's a Chash Pritzus, forget about it. Then it's not make it tasty. But if you're telling me, now that's what the Gam Horowitz wants to say according to the Rosh. According to the Rosh, the Gemara was Machadish and the Terence, there is a Chiyiv Zimun by Noshim. Because Zimun only needs Deis, and by Noshim you have Deis also. So then the Gemara says, so how could they be Oiker the Chiyiv Zimun because of, if it's Noshim Avodim? The Gemara says they were Oiker it. So on Yosem Mishum Pritzus, and they were Oiker the Chiyiv Zimun. That is Shas in the Gemara according to the Rosh. Now let us see Rashi. Im Rotsu Ein Mizamnim, Kedemaporish Taima Lekamon, She'ein kviyusa noa. This is not a nice kviyus, mishum pritzuse. Bein de noshim, eis lavodim in noshim des pritzis, bein de mishke v'zochel, lavodim bektanis. So memele, whatever it is, there's not a kviyus noa. Tafilu meyo kitrei domyin, le'inyin choyvo. Ve'ein chayovis lezamen. There's no choyv to be mezamen by noshim. You have to know why, but according to that Rashi, so you see the Shaykh Zimun with Arachir. So the Gemara answers Zika Day. That Rashi, the Rashi does not learn like the Rosh. The Gemara doesn't follow. Tava Gavdalin Choyva, Einon Chayovis. But in order there should be a reshus of Zimun, they is shloish echshivi. You have three people, lahoidai spemish ne anoshim. The ikemishum gadol hashemiti. You have three people, you have gadol hashemiti, even though they're not mari chayuva, but you have a chavitz of Zimun. Tais. Vomeya noshi ketrei gavre domi. So Tais says, how did the Gemara, Taisa does not want to learn like Rashi. Later Taisa will bring that Rashi's pshat. The Gemara held that you don't have shloisha. Even though you have mei and nosh, you don't have shloisha. So Taisa says, le'inyin kivet filet, le'inyin koldova shebesol. So, the Taisa is very unclear, but the Taisa's arosh is a little clearer. We find, whenever there's a din minyan, when there's a certain, there's a quota, a certain amount, Noshim never add up to create a quota. That's why by minyan you need a sore olinyan. Noshim can never create a minyan. So memele, so just like they can create a schum in a minyan of a sore, they can't, so the Gemara held, they can't create a schum in a minyan of shloisha. Maybe that's also so they can create a schum. So that was chatting the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara says, so it seems you don't need a minyan in order to create a zimun. That's chat in the Gemara's kash. The Gemara says they're equivalent to Shnai. Rashi Pirish, Ketreilin Yechoyve, then Chayovis Lazamin, Vimrotzim Mizamnis, Vuadim Lishnai. That's Rashi. Shani Hosom de Ikedei. So the Gemara answered no, that two women are better, three, May Anoshim are better than two Anoshim because there's Dei. He can mash me. The Taisa says, oh, we go away from our Gemara. The Noshim, Yechayleis, Lizamin, La'atma. Taisa is Al-Kaponim, Noshim could be Mizamin. And they make the Chayt. Vechein Osu, Benois, Rabbeinu Avram, Chomol, Shal Rabbeinu Yehuda, Al-Pi Yavir. Rabbeinu Avram told his daughters, but often you have to bench Zimun, you to get them, some of your three daughters, he told them to be Mizamin. Umiyu leinogo eilam came. That was Rabbein Avram's daughters. He was eiched to such an eidam as Rabbein Yehuda, but al kofonim, reiv ha'eilam does not do like that. Because amai leinogo. Well, what's the fear of nisabel to say? midiktoni mizamnois, it says noshim mizamnois lat, mashma de koma chayovis lazamn. Takelta zachiv zim. The noshim mizamnois lat, mon hainu im rotu lizamn mizamn. It doesn't mean that they mechuyev to be mizamn, if they want, they could be mizamn. Chemash mekzas haloshin, from the Sefer. Toni b'somach noshim v'avodim im rotu lezamen ein mezamnen. So that means the reisha means im rotu lezamen mezamnen. Voi, the medamelu legmore lishnai, and the have a mean of I say, sklo that is no chiyu. Mashme dechoy v'leke. So, al kaponim, so it's no kasha and the miniko ilom. The Bereis only says if they want to, they could bench zimun, but there's no chiyu to bench zimun. I behold the comma bereish elchem hakel mechuyovim bezimun. Last the hakel mechuyovim bezimun. I feel the kanim levim Yisrael. So the Mishnah specifies kanim levim Yisrael. Then it says hakel mechuyovim bezimun. What's the hakel? Lesuyei noshim. So vayseis noshim amechuyev. Leinyan reshus comma v'loy leinyan chayva. This is a very difficult teretz, and the Rosh asks on Tosfos. He doesn't understand it. The Bereis is the Mishnah says Hakel Mechuyavim Lezim, and Taisa says Lagabi the Shuskama says Mechuyavim. It says Dum the Kahanim Levim Yisraelim. They bring down a smag that Taisa talk upon the smag said a teretz that if there are three Anoshim and the Noshim eating together with them, then the Noshim are Mechuyim. Hakel Mechuyavim Bezima when the Zima was created with Anoshim, but Taisa didn't say that, and Taisa. Now Taisa says now Anushai. The Noshim Tzorichim im Yoytes bebilches Azimun shal Anoshim me'achav she'ein mevinay. Anushai lana. Now that means like this. The Noshim bizman Chazal. Look, they spoke Aramish though. So somebody understood what they understood the bilches Hamozin. So me'mele they were Yoytes. They were yaitu with the bichas hamozin al kapon. Let's not speak about zimun, but they were yaitu with the bichas hamozin with shemei ekoi. What Taisus is speaking about the noshim, this man, the balei Taisus, this manenu, we're talking about before the beis yakei. So al kaponim, they didn't understand loshin akoidish. So Taisus is planning a shayla, very lomdish shayla, the halacha of shemei ekoi. What is it called? Shemeya. Are you called a Shemeya? Even though you hear Chinese, you don't know what he's saying about Shemeya. Or the Ram Shinit. Shemeya means you have to understand what he's speaking about. Then there's an in Shemeya Ko'ile. Shemeya is a Loshon Havone. But if you don't understand, it's Golish. That's basis of. V'noshim tzorech iyan im yaitis bebirchas hazim and shalanosh. Ma'ach ha'shem mevinis. Don't understand what they're talking about. V'yesh mevin rayish ha'yaitis mit omol ha'kamon. The Gemara says later, Seifa mevorech ubur yaitse. That a Seifa, a fellow by two, when there's no din zimun. So, if one is a Talmud Chacham, the other is a bur. Now a bur is less than amoret. And amoret chosid, but a yirei cheti could be, a bur is lachkor. Ubur yaitse. So memela Seifa could be moitzi a bur with shemeh koineh. Mikan mashmesh af hanoshim yaitzeis bebilchas hamozin shalom. They're not worse than a bull. Miyu yesh litchais oisorai. Dishani bull shameivim belosh nakaydish. The bull bizman chazal. The imgit hata fashtan in Al-Kaponim. So Al-Kaponim in his plumkite, if she wasn't of Al-Kaponim, he understood the words that were being said. The idei ktsas my koma, aval ein idei lebuch. The nusach canon is the basement with no sedurim, as we mentioned. So memele, so Yen is moitzi, but he understood what Yen is talking about. Aval noshim she'eino mevinis klal, but the Taisa speaking about the noshim from the Balei Taisis. Motzi lemeime delei nofki, could be the not yaitz at all. Ho adam rinim b'megile, lo yeish shoma ashuris yotzo. Aye, we see there is a din of Shemeya Kohen, even though you don't understand by Mikra Megillah that a lawyer is Yaitu with Ashuris. The Taisa says this, Pisumi Nisle Baal Meshani, Kedavrin and Hosam Ashtaroni Bnei Ramochi Miyadina Maini. We also don't know the Taish words in the Megillah. So I'll call upon him, so there could be, it's a different din. Yes, Pisumi Nisle, it's sufficient even though you don't understand what's exactly what's happening. Well, Kaponim in Shemeya Kohen, could be you're not yoitza. There's a meiradiki goin here. The goin taka says one should be machmer with shemeya ka'ine. But the goin says if they answer amen, so then there's no problem. Because if a person answers amen, it's equivalent as if he said all the words. And if he said, just like by shvua, the Gemara says, kola oine amen acha shvua, kemaitzi shvua mi pivdomi. That is a way of saying over what Yenna said. And if they bench, even though they don't understand, they're saying a tina being mevatel chometz, but they say the words they yaitze. So mamela amen is an oifen of repeating the words, so then the going says, by kiddush, they gave very much by kiddush, or by, whenever you might see them, if they answer amen, the going says, la loche, amen will be sufficient. Let's just finish the next thesis. Yehochi eme seife. The thesis has a problem. Like, go to the yehochi, that's what we call it. Now we have a mutzul mitzvah mi seife, the eme zamnim, since it's mezamnis la'atzmon, if the word is not a dinya of priklusis, so why is eme zamnim?